Another feature of the social assembly in the drawing room or parlor was story time. December issues of the popular household magazines, which contained all sorts of helpful Christmas recipes, handiwork patterns, scripts for Christmas pageants, also included special Christmas stories with wonderful, sentimental evocations of the season. Let's now listen to two contrasting settings.
This is the opening of The Christmas Gift. Annie Merrillis sat industriously stitching away on an article which, when finished, would be her own Merry Christmas to dear Fred. Annie was a bride of 2 years, a happy wife, and as she sat with busy fingers and busy thoughts in her pleasant sitting room, a comer in from the keen, frosty air would have had a charming picture before him. The bright glow of the anthracite coal created a summer warmth in the room. The polished piano with its silky spread and uncovered key, a few beautiful pictures on the wall. Here were some of the surroundings of the tastefully attired little woman sitting in her low rocker and working busily with the bright colored scraps that were scattered in pretty confusion around her.
And we found this story in an old copy of Godey's. It begins, the title is Maita, a Christmas story. It begins this way. It was Christmas Eve. The air was full of chill winter winds, and snow threatened, though it did not actually fall. I had come in from my day's business and was dreaming before my bright, open grate fire, dreaming of my youth long past, of my scheme long abandoned, of my lonely life, which I had hoped to fill with loving hearts and ties, dreaming as only a bachelor can on an idle Christmas Eve.
These stories may be less familiar to us today than something like Dickens' Christmas Carol of the same period, but certainly the most favorite Christmas story that everyone knows comes from an American author, Clement C. Moore, who published in 1862 A Visit from St. Nicholas.